Today is Friday, April 24th. We're sharing the results from new research, including how many people may have had COVID-19 without knowing, how sunlight might fight the virus on surfaces, and how most Americans feel about going back into the office. Plus, an NFL draft recap, why Beyonce and Twitter are teaming up, and a breakthrough that could help save one of the largest coral reefs in the world. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Nearly 50,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in the U.S. But even as the death toll keeps rising, the country is well on its way to reopening. Vice President Mike Pence says 16 states have now finalized plans to lift some restrictions. Among those who have reopening strategies ready are Missouri, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Idaho. They'll all start rolling out the first phases of their plans as soon as next month. And then remember, there's Georgia, where Governor Brian Kemp has been scrutinized for his decision to start reopening today, allowing some businesses like gyms, tattoo studios, and bowling alleys to reopen under certain restrictions. Even though state officials, medical experts, and President Trump have said it's too soon to lift restrictions. Instead, the White House has recommended states first demonstrate a downward trend in new COVID-19 cases over 2 weeks and have the capacity to treat patients and test healthcare workers. Georgia hasn't reached those benchmarks, but Governor Kemp says he's not brushing off the health concerns. He tweeted that hardworking business owners in the state will prioritize safety. Of course, business owners can choose not to actually reopen. It's just that they're allowed to if they want to. That said, new polling suggests most Americans are still hesitant to venture out of their homes, no matter what guidelines are in place. Fewer than half the people who responded to a CBS News survey said they'd feel comfortable going to their workplace right now. Only 15% would be comfortable going on an airplane. 29% said they'd be ready to go to restaurants and bars. And when people were asked what's most important right now, the vast majority said staying home to slow the spread of the virus instead of getting back to work to get the economy going. So one of the things that will help some states decide when and how to reopen is testing. And another round of testing, this time in New York, is offering some more proof that more people may have had COVID-19 at some point than the reported numbers suggest. Blood samples from about 3,000 random people this week show that nearly 14% of people in New York developed antibodies to fight the infection. And in New York City specifically, it's about 1 in 5 people. If that's true for the rest of the city, that would mean as many as 2.7 million people may have unknowingly had this virus. It also means the death rate is lower than once thought. Remember, the reliability of some antibody tests have been questioned, but state officials say they validated theirs and the testing is reliable. As the AP points out, we don't know yet how much immunity the antibodies actually provide people or for how long, but knowing how many people might be immune can help state officials make some decisions about lifting restrictions. At this point, all the data is preliminary, so more testing is expected. And speaking of New York City, the death toll there still makes up about a third of the total COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. But yesterday, Mayor Bill de Blasio shared a bit of good news. The numbers of COVID-19 patients coming into hospitals and being admitted to the ICU have both gone down. Though he did add, quote, "We are still very much in this fight." Keep in mind, experts say whatever action we take today is usually reflected in hospitals about 2 or 3 weeks later. New government research found direct sunlight and hot and humid conditions can speed up how fast the new coronavirus dies on surfaces, like door handles or playground equipment. A top scientist from the Homeland Security Department, William Bryan, explained the initial findings of this government study. It's encouraging, but he can't say that summer or hot weather will for sure kill this virus. Instead, he says it's another potential tool to fight the coronavirus. And so far, the data hasn't been peer-reviewed. Bryan also noted the study was conducted in a controlled setting, and in the real world, things get a little more complicated. Stay tuned for more studies to take a look at this. Well, the U.S. Labor Department reports another 4.4 million people filed for jobless benefits last week. That brings the 5-week total to more than 26 million new unemployment applications. It means 1 in 6 Americans have lost their jobs during the coronavirus crisis. But this comes as lawmakers approve an unprecedented amount of money in response to the economic situation. Just yesterday, the U.S. House passed a bill worth nearly $500 billion. This latest aid package already passed in the Senate, and now it just needs the president's signature. $380 billion of this will go towards small businesses, and another $100 billion is for hospitals and more COVID-19 testing. This latest bill brings the total amount of federal relief during the pandemic to about $3 trillion. The president plans to sign the bill into law during a ceremony today. And by the way, due to some backlash, U.S. officials have asked publicly traded companies to send back any loans they have gotten from a government program meant for small businesses. Companies like Shake Shack and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, along with some elite colleges like Harvard, have now returned millions of taxpayer dollars. First round of the first virtual NFL draft went off without a hitch. And as expected, quarterback Joe Burrow from LSU was the number one pick. The Heisman Trophy winner is now headed to Cincinnati to play for the Bengals. Getting first pick was sort of a comeback moment for him, too. ESPN reports heading into 2019, Burrow had been pegged as a sixth-round draft pick. But the QB says he worked hard to get better between his junior and senior years. And it clearly paid off. He carried his team to the national championship and became the NFL's number one pick. By the way, Burrow is from Ohio, so he'll be playing pro in his home state. As for the other top picks, defensive end Chase Young from Ohio State was picked up second. He'll go to the Washington Redskins. And cornerback Jeff Okuda, also from Ohio State, was selected third by the Detroit Lions. The 2020 NFL draft is not over yet. Rounds 2 and 3 are tonight, and 4 through 7 are tomorrow. We have more news coming up, but first a quick break for our new sponsor this week, Netgear. Is your home Wi-Fi struggling to keep up? Can it handle streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling? What about all at once? Sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. Grocery delivery company Instacart has already hired 300,000 people in the last month, more than doubling its workforce. But apparently, that's still not enough. Instacart is on another hiring spree and is hoping to add 250,000 more workers. The company says once it's fully staffed, it can bring back one-hour and same-day deliveries. Of course, Instacart is especially popular right now since its workers do all the grocery shopping, letting customers avoid stores. Along with the surge in business, though, the company is one of several that have faced criticism. Some workers say they haven't done enough for worker safety. Now Instacart says it'll make it easier for workers to request supplies like hand sanitizer and face masks, and it will soon have an in-app wellness test for workers. It'll also continue to offer COVID-19 sick pay and bonuses until this crisis is over. Rideshare company Uber is trying to help domestic abuse survivors stay safe. The company says it's donating 50,000 rides to shelters in more than 16 countries worldwide. Shelters use the rides to coordinate safe pickups. And this is an important issue. The number of domestic violence cases has spiked during stay-at-home orders. Uber also says it'll donate 45,000 free meals to survivors via donations to shelters. Beyonce and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey are pledging $6 million for COVID-19 relief. Through Beyonce's Baygood Foundation and Dorsey's new Start Small initiative, they're giving the money to organizations that provide personal and mental health services. ABC News reports one of the organizations is UCLA. The university has been giving people care packages that include resources to ease anxiety or depression. Other organizations getting donations are giving people basic necessities like food, water, cleaning supplies, and face masks. All of this is going mostly to areas that have been hit particularly hard, like New York, New Orleans, Detroit, and Beyoncé's hometown of Houston. The Rolling Stones just released their first new song in 8 years, and a lot of it wasn't recorded in a studio. Some of it was recorded during the pandemic, after the band went into isolation. It's called Living in a Ghost Town, and it likely strikes a chord with a lot of people right now, since it's about being lonely and having nowhere to go. The band's frontman, Mick Jagger, says it was actually written long before the world went into a coronavirus lockdown, but the band decided to put it out there now, knowing it would resonate. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Have you tried it yet? Magic Spoon is the healthier way to have your favorite cereal. It has zero sugar and 12 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing with flavors like blueberry and frosted. It's a great breakfast or even afternoon snack. Order online now at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use our promo code newsworthy to get free shipping. So today, we're talking about a breakthrough that could help save the third largest coral reef in the world. It's known as America's Great Barrier Reef, and it's off the coast of Florida. Well, the Florida Aquarium in Tampa announced this week, for the first time in history, scientists were able to reproduce ridged cactus coral in human care. So essentially, this process could help save coral reefs from extinction. Scientists are also discovering new information about their biology. It's an exciting breakthrough that provides new hope and should answer lots of questions about the mysterious creatures. By the way, if you want to be the good news in someone else's life, here's one way to help families hit hardest by this pandemic. The Newsworthy will be featured in the lineup of Potapalooza this weekend. It's a virtual festival designed to raise money for COVID-19 relief. Just go to plza.org to donate and get your pass. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you enjoy the show, let us know. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag us on Instagram at Erica Mandy News. We love to connect with you. The Newsworthy is ready every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news you need to know on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.